Laura Hall is the manager at The Bean, a chain of coffee shops on Nantucket. She's lived on the island for 7 years and has a young daughter. But back in January, her landlord announced he would be selling the house she and her daughter had lived in for the past 2 years. She searched everywhere for an alternative to move into by May.
I have it on all of the Facebook community pages and other, like, smaller community pages like the La Leche League and the ACK Moms and the year-round community. I have it on the consignments pages that I have on my Facebook page.
As she serves people their coffees, she's wearing a woven necklace that simply says, "I need housing." She says a coworker of hers made it for her after a similar necklace helped them find housing.
But then this kind of gives it like a conversation starter where I don't have to like bother everyone and ask them, "Hey, do you know of rentals?"
Her situation isn't unusual, though. And in fact, it's so typical that this kind of seasonal moving is called the Nantucket Shuffle. Ann Cushba is the director of Housing Nantucket, a nonprofit dedicated to helping low- and middle-income people find a place to live. She says it's often a crunch as homeowners decide to sell their properties in the spring, and at the same time, seasonal workers are coming in looking for rental housing.
This time of year is particularly difficult, and the demand is so strong that we just get a lot of people in a crisis situation, and there's just nowhere to go.
Housing Nantucket has about 35 units available for rent through their programs, but the waiting list to get to one of those units is nearly 200 people long.
The housing need right now it's definitely getting worse.
Because Housing Nantucket tenants typically don't leave until they're ready to buy, turnover is slow and new people can expect to wait an average of 2 to 3 years before a place opens up. And the waiting list worries Cushba.
If we want to keep up with the seasonal growth, then we need to be able to accommodate the people who are servicing that seasonal tourist economy.
Kalina Parusheva has lived in rentals on Nantucket for the past 18 years and was finally given a rental unit through Housing Nantucket this past December after being on the waiting list for 4 years. She's the director of the Nantucket Culinary Center, and for the majority of her time on the island, she's shuffled through rental units seasonally.
Before my son was born, I would do winter and summer rental, which means for about 4 months during the summer, I would find summer rentals where I would have to share a room with somebody. And in the winter, I would go into a seasonal rental.
Once she had her son, though, shuffling became harder. In the past 2 years, she'd secured year-round housing in a basement unit, but she says it wasn't a great place to live, and she was overjoyed when she finally got the call from Housing Nantucket.
I'm very, very lucky that I'm now all set with housing with my son.
But for Laura Hall at The Bean, she hasn't been as lucky. In the end, she was unable to find an affordable rental in time for her move-out date. She'll be relocating to Baltimore, where her family has a home. I talk to her as she pushes her 2-year-old daughter in a stroller on her way to work. You can hear her frustration.
Sucks. A lot of people have to leave. Soon there's going to be only places for tourists, and there's going to be no one to serve them.
A 150-unit affordable housing community is currently being proposed on the island. And a 22-unit dormitory-style building for seasonal workers may also be in the works, though it's met some community opposition. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Tan on Nantucket.